Hello and welcome to News Rodeo, the bite-sized news roundup where we laugh at the world to feel a little less sad. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Hannah. Let's get this roundup started.
Surgeons in New York have performed the world's first transplant of the entire human eye, a new exciting development in medicine. The receiver of the transplant was excited to see again, although when he realized he was in the Bronx, he asked for the procedure to be reversed.
A trailer for the new Mean Girls musical film was met with confusion and criticism online as it did not contain any evidence of the movie being a musical. We asked Mean Girls for a comment and they said, musicals are social suicide.
Singer Ed Sheeran has been involved in a new documentary on the band The Darkness, stating how he had loved the band since childhood. Ed Sheeran has always been a fan of The Darkness. As a ginger, it is likely it's the only place he'd never get sunburnt.
The final season of Derry Girls won the International Emmy for Comedy.
You know, I've never seen Derry Girls.
Shut up, you wee English.
Wow, was that called for?
How have you not seen Derry Girls? Do they not have TVs in England?
No, we have TVs. It's just never appealed to me.
Are you more of a books kind of guy? Because I can let you read it all in Aaron's diary.
Orla!
I think I'm actually more of a podcast guy. A 64-year-old hip-hop fan was spotted at a 50 Cent gig in Birmingham, with 50 stating afterwards that she was by far the coolest person at the gig. After the gig, the rapper offered to take the woman to the candy shop, but feared she misunderstood the meaning after she asked if there would be Werther's Originals there.
A gaming cafe, The Yard, in Northampton, is being used to keep young people away from gang culture, from one type of street fighter to another.
Two leaders of Carlsberg's Russian business have been arrested after the Kremlin took control of the beer company, with the government accusing the pair of fraud. These fraud allegations likely came after Putin tasted the beer and then read the slogan, probably the best beer in the world.
Breast implants were used in a man's life-saving double lung transplant to keep his organs positioned in the right place. The Kardashians, though, have reportedly started legal proceedings against the man, stating that anyone with silicone in their chest was stealing their brand.
The United States House Ethics Committee published a damning report alleging that Representative George Santos spent campaign funds on gambling, Botox, and OnlyFans payments. Santos stated that, well, gambling is just what he calls commissioning polling, the Botox is to avoid the old man trope that's eventually coming, and OnlyFans, well, that's what he calls giving back to the community.
From January, Meta will require political advertisers to flag when they have used AI or digital manipulation in adverts on Facebook and Instagram. In other news, George Santos will not seek re-election next year.
Anthony Daniels, the actor who played C-3PO in Star Wars, has decided to sell the costumes, props, and scripts from the iconic films. Many sad fans have been quick to say R.
I'd say R2.
No, R2 was a different robot altogether.
Oh, okay. The union representing thousands of Starbucks workers in the United States is staging a walkout on one of the coffee chain's busiest days of the year. Representatives from Starbucks were quick to try and start negotiations, however, talks fell apart once they were unable to spell employees' names correctly.
WeWork, the office sharing company, has filed for bankruptcy and also filed to change their name to We Don't Work.
An Italian judge has ordered the seizure of $135 million from rental giant Airbnb over alleged tax evasion. Airbnb have been assured they will get this money back once the Italian judge has checked the place has been vacuumed and the fridge has been emptied.
It was the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix, with teams fighting to see who can win the race for the first time. Before this, the last time any of the drivers fought for pole in Vegas was when Lewis Hamilton got a little too involved in a strip club.
Patrick Kielty hosted the Late Late Toy Show for the first time.
What's the Late Late Toy Show?
How do you not know what the Late Late Toy Show is? It's the Late Late Show.
Right.
But on the last Friday of November, every year, okay, they invite kids on to show off the best Christmas gifts of the year. And there's like musical numbers.
Musical numbers.
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
No, it sounds magical. And you know, I actually think Patrick Kielty and I have a lot in common because we're both Northern Irish. We're both successful comedians.
Successful comedians, are you?
Mm-hmm. And we're both brave enough to work with children.
Nice. A US Navy aircraft overshot a runway at a base in Hawaii and crashed into the water just off the island of Oahu. Clearly, the plane misunderstood its naval role, thinking it was more of a submarine.
Thieves in France stole 2 truckloads of champagne before police recovered the 600,000 euro worth of booze in a high-speed chase. The police had to call in the specialist champagne department, otherwise known as Magnum PI.
A fast food-loving black bear in Orlando stole a $45 Taco Bell order from the front porch of a home. The driver was devastated, as he knew he'd now have to travel deep into the forest to get his 5-star review.
That's all from us at News Rodeo. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to suggest a topic for us to talk about next time, you can find us on X or TikTok at News Rodeo Pod or on Instagram at News Rodeo Podcast.
We even had a very, very helpful fan last week tell us how many followers we had on TikTok. Thanks, Podrig.
Oh, he's a gem, that man.
He is indeed. Also, if you want to hear us mess up our lines or react to every single train that goes past our studio, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/newsrodeo.
Goodbye.